This is Radio MD COVID-19 Daily, your source for COVID-19 news from the front lines of healthcare. I'm Caitlin White. It's Tuesday, April 14th. Hope you're having a good one. After the news, we'll hear a doctor in Seattle read some letters of encouragement to his staff sent in by some local elementary school students. Let's start off with some good news, shall we? Have you ever been to one of those bars with dollar bills signed and hung up all over the walls? I know I've stapled some to a few walls across the country. Ever wonder how much money that is? Turns out almost $4,000 at one bar in Georgia. Jennifer Knox owns the Sandbar in Tybee Island and shared a photo of the money being stripped off the walls on Facebook, saying all of it would go to bartenders and musicians in need. Knox told CNN she couldn't sit around and do nothing and wanted to do what she could to help out her people. Restaurant owners and workers alike are also touting takeout food and delivery as ways to stay afloat during the COVID-19 crisis. But how safe is getting food to go during these times? Radio MD's Bill Klaproth has more.
There is no evidence that you can catch coronavirus from food. However, there are a few steps you can take to protect yourself when shopping and when you get home. At the grocery store, wear a cloth mask, wipe down the shopping cart handles with a disinfecting wipe, and keep a 6-foot distance from other shoppers. When you get home, no need to disinfect the boxes or packaging, as the USDA says. Currently, there is no evidence of food or food packaging being associated with the transmission of COVID-19. However, if it gives you peace of mind, you can still go ahead and do that. And remember to wash your hands and simply rinse your vegetables. For Radio MD News, I'm Bill Klaproth.
Are you still getting takeout? Is it because you don't want to cook or you want to support restaurants in your town? Let us know. Shoot us an email at COVID19daily@radiomd.com. And we'll read some of your answers and shout out your favorite local takeout in an upcoming episode. People around the world are figuring out ways to fill their spare time in quarantine, and it seems like New Zealanders are taking matters into their own hands. The nation is under a month-long lockdown, and those restrictions prompted a tripling of sex toy sales in the 48 hours before the lockdown was imposed on March 25th. That's what the nation's largest retailer of sex toys, Adult Toy Megastore, told The Guardian recently. Adult Toy Megastore was deemed an essential service by New Zealand's government and was allowed to continue operating during the shutdown because it sells condoms and medical items. All staff are working from home. A simple test for the coronavirus in wastewater could help identify the infection in communities, including in those people who carry the virus but show no symptoms. We go now to Radio MD Scott Webb for more.
We are learning more about the transmission of COVID-19 every day, and though ocean water isn't necessarily a concern, the mixing of untreated wastewater contaminated with the virus and ocean water might be. It is known that coronaviruses in general can survive for 2 to 3 days in water, though it's not known yet how long COVID-19 can survive. The main reason to keep people away from ocean beaches isn't really the possibility of being infected by the water. It's the breaking of social distancing safe practices and the possibility of ocean breezes carrying the virus droplets onto surfaces that may be touched by beachgoers. Reporting for Radio MD News, I'm Scott Webb.
Today we're going to do something a bit different and listen to some words of encouragement sent to the Evergreen Health staff by local Seattle elementary school students. Joining us for that is Radio MD's Melanie Cole, as well as Dr. Jason Van Winkle, an infectious disease, traveling medicine, and wound care physician at Evergreen Health.
Before we get to these letters, how are you all doing? How are you holding up?
You know, I think we're actually doing surprisingly well. We've seen a little bit of the gamut of emotions as we've been working this last month. I was actually on call for two different hospitals when we had our first case that we knew in our hospital. And I have seen the staff have an amazing amount of resiliency over a month. And it's almost like we've somewhat settled into a new norm for right now. It's like we've endured the sprint and now we're in for the marathon.
And as far as your staff, how are they feeling?
So I'll speak for myself. And I think that my staff mainly echoes what I'm feeling. You know, I feel, for one, that I'm really thankful that I get to serve my patients and my community. You know, I feel like we are really part of our community in this, and I think our community is proud of us, and that feels really good as we work our best to help serve them.
That's great, and thank you again for all the work that you're doing. So tell us about these letters, and what's going on? What kind of letters have you received?
Well, my wife, when all this started, thought, man, how can we encourage the people at the hospital? And so she, through kind of social media at my kids' elementary school and through some other local places, said, hey, if you can think about it, maybe drop off a letter in this box in our front door and we'll bring it by the hospital for the doctors. And so I've got just piles of letters from elementary school age kids, some from middle school. A big stack of them have, you know, coffee cards in them, and other ones just have writing, and they're pretty special.
How wonderful is that, that they're actually writing letters? Please read some of them for us, Dr. Van Winkle.
Okay, let me read a couple of these to you. So here's one. On the front, it says, stay strong. And it says, stay strong when things get hard and when people stop believing, because you will always fight like a warrior and always believe in yourself, because your perseverance can inspire people and that can save lives. Here's one. I like this one. The virus came without a warning and you got to work and you deserve to be thanked. And my thanks might not be a big one, but I will offer you a thank you. Thank you! Exclamation point. Some of them are really beautiful, like they're hand-painted. And this one says, thank you for helping everyone with COVID-19. Thank you for keeping us safe and warning us on how to stay safe. I appreciate everything you do help us. I hope you like this homemade card. XOXO. And then here's one that kind of just tells you a little bit into how the kids are processing all of this. But it is a pop-out one. When you open it up, there is a heart that pops out that says, thank you so much. But then it says, thank you for helping other people, and you try as much as possible to keep them alive. From, and then it has her name. It's just so sweet. And then here's one that actually my 10-year-old daughter wrote. She used a bunch of stickers that have words on it. It says, you are the best. Everything you do helps us a lot. If you get tired, just shake it off, because what you are doing is amazing, fantastic, and one of a kind. It's a wonderful day when you are there to help us. And it says my daughter's name. So I like that one, of course.
That is precious. Absolutely precious. Dr. Van Winkle, where are these cards?
So they are just in a big old box sitting here next to me, and I'm going to go around the hospital and pass them out.
So before we wrap up, what would you personally like to tell the community and these children that made these cards for you? What would you like to tell them at this time when not only are they concerned for themselves, but absolutely concerned for you and thankful that you're there?
I'd first of all say thank you for the cards. This really makes us happy and encourages us to the hospital. I want to say to them, hang in there, stay strong. I know that this is a little different than you're used to, but we're going to do a great job of caring for everyone here, and we're encouraged to do that by your sweet words.
Find out more about the Evergreen COVID-19 response at evergreenhealth.com/coronavirus. This has been Radio MD COVID-19 Daily. If you want to pitch us an idea or answer one of our survey questions, reach out to us at COVID19Daily@radiomd.com. That's COVID19Daily@radiomd.com. We'll be back Wednesday with more health news and interviews just for you. I'm Caitlin White. Stay home and stay healthy.